While the malls might be bare, the postal service and the shipping companies are going to be busier than ever. And unfortunately, the criminals out there know that. So the porch pirates are going to be in high alert, ready to swoop in and scoop up all those packages that people are sending this year. So to minimize and thwart their efforts, you can do some things to help. One would be to ask the person you're sending it to if there are any special instructions they can give you. So instead of just sending it to their home, maybe you can send it to their office, or maybe they have a post office box or an alternative address for you to send it to. You can also send it to a store. If you buy something at Nordstrom, you can have it shipped to a Nordstrom by that person so they can go pick it up in person. Or you can use something like an Amazon lockbox where they can go pick up their package at one of those lockboxes to keep it safe until they're ready.
And then a couple of other things you can do to verify. There are tracking updates. You can request a signature for delivery so it's not just left on a porch somewhere.
You can have a tracking update. You can have it sent to the recipient as well so they can see where it is and maybe drive home if they're out running errands and come pick up their package instead of leaving it out for an extra time, or ask their neighbor to go pick it up. You know, a lot of the shipping companies right now aren't requiring a signature because of COVID, so you don't have to have that in-person contact, but you can request that you still want to have a signature required. So put on your mask and sign for it, but that way they won't just leave it there if there's not a signature provided. This holiday season, people need holly and jolly more than ever. And so it's just such a bummer to have to deal with stolen packages. So if you can just take a few precautions, it'll go a long way to spread holiday cheer and prevent disappointment.